thousands of students across Kent have been picking up their A-level results this morning. Josh has been at Dover Grammar School for Boys.
Well, it's been a daunting day for young people across the county who have been finding out how well they did in their exams. Most of the people I've been speaking to here in Dover say they're happy with the results they've got.
In my A-levels, I got a B in business, a C in sociology and a C in psychology. And I'm really happy about sociology because I got an A in power and politics.
How's it been kind of waiting for these results and coming along today to get them?
It's been really horrible. I was really nervous and shaky this morning before I came in.
I'm happy with them. I've got into the uni. But I got three Cs, so kind of disappointed, but still got me in, so I'm okay.
So you've got into the uni of your choice?
Yes, first choice.
Well, meantime, a record number of students have been offered university places. Admission Service UCAS says the figures are up 3% on last year. Fiona Chapman is the school's head teacher and says she's delighted with the results.
It's probably one of the best bits of doing this job is seeing the students getting such superb results and getting their rewards for all the hard work that they've put in.
We're also being told that the gap between the top performing girls and boys has narrowed slightly and that there's been a fall in the number of students getting A star and A grades. But School Minister Nick Gibbs says he isn't worried about it.
We didn't want this year-on-year grade inflation that was undermining the confidence in these public exams. I think now because of the extra powers we've given to the regulator, we are seeing stability in the proportion of grades awarded.
And students who didn't get the results they hoped for are being urged to look at other opportunities. Roger Goff is in charge of education at the County Council.
If you haven't got the grades that you hoped for, there may well still be very significant opportunities through clearing, particularly because the university number cap was lifted. But either way, I think the big message is we know our students and young people have worked extremely hard. In many cases, this has delivered extremely good results.
Well, we'd love to hear how you got on today. You can tweet us via @KMFM News using the hashtag KentALevels.